Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Welcome to the program for Wednesday, the proverbial middle of the week, May 18, 2022. It's a pleasant day and happily a bit on the dry side, so let's get right to it. Here's your forecast. Sunny, high of 72, winds northwest 10 to 20. Tonight, clouds on the increase, showers, later evening showers, and a low of 50. The winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Ultraviolet index today at 8, the humidity 40%. Springfield's Veterans Department is looking for volunteers to help with the flagging of cemeteries for Memorial Day. Now, if you're not aware, Memorial Day is Monday, May 30. Cemetery flagging will take place Saturday the 14th, right on through Sunday, May 29. So it's already underway, obviously. Veterans Department will flag all publicly owned and maintained ceremonies. You want to help out and volunteer, you can contact Springfield's Veterans Department, and that number is 787-6141, or email Deputy Director of Veteran Services, Joseph DeCaro. His email address is jdecaro@springfieldcityhall.com. DPW Director Chris Signoli and Police Superintendent Cheryl Claprood have announced that variable message signs for the temporary measures for roadway and pedestrian safety improvements on State Street by the Springfield Central Library will be posted this week. And it is anticipated that the temporary traffic patterns to enhance roadway and pedestrian safety on State Street will be installed on June 1st, 2022. So the changes to the traffic patterns by the Springfield Central Library will include the narrowing of the roadway with traffic cones, barrels, barricades, to review the impact on traffic while an engineering design for roadway and pedestrian crossing alterations are reviewed. The engineering design is going to include a raised crosswalk and the installation of an RRFB hawk system. The engineering design will include roadway alterations for grading, merging, visibility, sight distances, and will be ADA compliant. Total project cost? If I was Monty Hall, I'd say total price of the deal, approximately $650,000. Today, Chief of Staff Tom Ash will join with Mass Secretary of Veterans Services Cheryl Pope and Springfield Partners for Community Action Executive Director Paul Bailey for the agency's 6th Veterans Health and Career Fair, Stars and Stripes Day, at the Eastfield Mall. This event serves as a Veterans Resource Festival with a focus on serving veterans in a family-friendly environment. This afternoon, Police Superintendent Cheryl Claprood, Chief of Staff Tom Ash, and the Springfield Police Department, as part of National Police Week, will hold their annual Police Memorial Ceremony. The ceremony is dedicated to the memory of the 17 Springfield police officers who sacrificed their lives while in the performance of duty. In 1962, President John F. Kennedy signed a proclamation that designated May 15 as Peace Officers Memorial Day, and the week in which that date falls as Police Week. This ceremony will be held outside at the Springfield Police Department's Fallen Officer Memorial. Holyoke City Councilor Wilmer Will Puello Mota has been rearrested on 2 new charges, obstruction of justice, as well as forgery and counterfeiting, after he allegedly forged his military supervisor's signature on a fraudulent military memo to Rhode Island prosecutors. This comes from a recently filed affidavit and arrest warrant from police in Warwick, Rhode Island. Puello Mota is now being held without bail for allegedly violating his terms of release. There have been some attempts to reach him by phone call and email that haven't received any success, though he is in custody. Now, in January 2021, Rhode Island prosecutors charged Holyoke City Councilor Wilmer Will Puello Mota with possession of child pornography after allegedly finding sexually explicit photos and videos of a 17-year-old girl on his phone. Undaunted by sky-high gas prices, folks are still going to be traveling for Memorial Day. Memorial Day travel plans are up 8% over last year as summer vacation plans rebound and average gas prices get closer to that shutter $5 mark. AAA Northeast is reminding travelers to plan ahead as the unofficial start of summer predicts that 39 million people will travel. And they'll travel 50 miles or more from home on Memorial Day weekend. Out of that number, around 950,000 from Massachusetts are expected to travel, with the highest traffic volume getting underway Thursday the 26th. AAA says 25% more Americans will be taking to the skies Memorial Day weekend, as opposed to the same time last year, the second largest increase since 2010. Flights are 6% more than in 2021. Car rentals are down by 6% compared to 2021, with an average of about $100 a day, and hotels are 43% more than last year. So, AAA recommends travel insurance to cover unexpected delays or trip interruptions, especially as COVID cases are on the rise. A New York-based rail system construction and maintenance company and its owner will pay more than $220,000 in restitution and penalties to resolve allegations that it failed to pay the proper overtime rate to workers on public works projects in the Berkshires, on the Cape, and in Framingham, and failed to submit accurate certified payroll records. Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey has announced that five public works projects involve railroad improvement work performed in cities and towns, including Hyannis, Falmouth, Framingham, Great Barrington, Lee, Lenox, Pittsfield, Sheffield, and Stockbridge. So, any workers who believe their rights have been violated in the workplace, you are encouraged to file a complaint at mass.gov/wage-theft if you want information about the state's wage and hour laws. Workers may call the office's Fair Labor Hotline, 617-327-3465. Or you can go to the Attorney General's Workplace Rights website for materials in multiple languages. Our Springfield museums are pleased to present Washi Transformed, New Expressions in Japanese Paper, on view Saturday, June 11 to Sunday, September 4. In the Michelle and Donald DeMoor Museum of Fine Arts. This must-see exhibit demonstrates the transformation of a traditional medium into breathtaking visionary contemporary art. Historically, washi, a sturdy and supple paper, has been used as a foundation for Japanese calligraphy, painting, and printmaking, as well as a material in architecture, religious ritual, and clothing. Now, in this exhibit, washi is the medium artists use for expressing their creative vision, layering, weaving, dyeing, shredding, folding, or cutting the paper into sculptural works of great beauty and power. There is a 96-page companion book published by International Arts and Artists and Scala Arts Publishers, also available, and you can purchase that in the Hanmer Museum store. Washi Transformed, New Expressions in Japanese Paper was organized by Maher MacArthur and is toured by International Arts and Artists of Washington, D.C. Let's hope the rest of the week is good. I'll be with you for Thursday and Friday programs as we look toward the weekend, and I hope you'll join me on those shows, and I thank you for being with us today. And remember, our programs are up during the day and available to you on demand day and night here at Pioneer Valley Radio. Our next program tomorrow, I'm Brad Shepherd. We will talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.